For those who still want to meditate, you can continue. For those that are not, slowly, mindfully come out of meditation. So how you feel? How many of you can feel the stillness here? With a show of hands. So few. The rest all didn't meditate. You're silent in your mind. You're just silent without thought. The energy will come very strong. We're here, the stupa, the relics, and the nature here, the non-human collective consciousness. They got a lot of this stillness energy, calmness energy, and this place is very, very special, very different. If you know how to meditate, you're sensitive to energy, you can feel it, you can detect it. So it's one of the good, conducive place to train your mind. But always remember, do not be dependent on any environment for cultivation and meditation. The condition can be beautiful, so you make use of the condition. Then after that, you train your mind, stabilize it. Then you bring it back to the daily life to cultivate. And that is the real one. You must be able to have that type of mind in the midst of living life, in the midst of activity, in the midst of everything that is going on. It is only in life that your six senses, they are fully open, fully engaged with life. So you cannot have a condition arising situation where you are only peaceful and calm and aware when the environment is very conducive, when the setting is very conducive. Understand? It's good, it's useful, but don't be dependent on it. Understand? Because the true test is life itself. The most difficult situation is the best place to meditate. But don't go and test and try before you are ready. You will come to know when you are ready. You will come out and give yourself a test, a try. I remember during the year 19, beginning of 89, that Nietzsche knew, now you're ready for test already. So I resigned from a very comfortable statutory government job, super skilled post, very difficult to get on. But I was very lucky, I was promoted to it very early. Normally people need at least 7 to 10 years to reach that grade. I immediately, after 3 years, I was put acting on that post. Then when the 7 years is up, I was confirmed into it. So, because I need to test, so I resigned from that job. I went to the private sector consultant where involved with a lot of big projects. Then that time I really test. Then I saw what happened. Then there was so much joy. The mind is different, completely different. And that form of mind that went through that transition or transformation, it will know, it will understand. The understanding is a wisdom within the nature. It's not in a head. Your head is memory, knowledge. Wisdom is understanding from the nature. You awaken to the understanding of reality, truth, Dhamma. So this is something that you need to understand about cultivation. So now we can do the closing puja. Then we can commence with our visit of this place, so that for those who are first time here, you will really, really like it. Then for those who have been here before, you will also like it, because now you can appreciate better, you can understand better. Okay, we will do the usual closing puja. We share merits, we transfer merits. Then after that, we invoke the aspiration. I will chant in Pali. Never mind, later. Okay. We will share merits with the devas. Here, the devas are alone. We have to really chant. Akasata cha pumata devanaga mahindika punyantang anumoditwa cirang rakkantu lokasasana. We repeat two more time. Akasata cha pumata devanaga mahindika punyantang anumoditwa cirang rakkantu lokasasana. Akasata cha pumata devanaga mahindika punyantang anumoditwa cirang rakkantu lokasasana. Ittavata cammehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya. Idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Imina punyang kamina mame bala samagamo sattang samagamo hodu yava nivana patiya. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Excuse me, yeah? Okay, thank you so much, yeah? Then there's a request from Sister Lee. He said, according to Joyce, Achananan is not feeling that well. She wants us to do what we can to invoke the power of merits so that it can bring about causes and conditions for him to recover to good health, so that he can prolong his stay in this world to benefit more and more beings. So we will rejoice with all the wholesomeness that we have cultivated over this hour plus or so. We have paid respect to the Triple Gem. We have made offering on behalf of Kainamita, using Kainamita fund, fruits, flower, everything. We have kept our precept, renewed our precept. We have rejoiced. We have heard the sharing of Dhamma. Then we had written overview. We have meditated. We had transfer merits, share merits. Then we also have radiated a lot of metta and loving kindness and invoke aspiration, everything. All this are very wholesome. So we will rejoice three times. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And by the power of this wholesomeness, may it arise the causes and conditions for Venerable Achananda to recover from his bodily health condition, so that he can continue to be of great benefits and help to living beings, so that he can continue to share the understanding with all beings. Okay, thank you so much. You pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha and all the worthy ones. Then we will and our puja, then we go for the visit. Okay. You can rejoice on this.